Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Please don't hear that it's only get in shape, this message.
Right.
You might be in great shape, but you're stressed out because you have no budget.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's not in shape and not in budget, not communicating, marriage is not doing well, you're not energetic and positive and excited at work, which means you have stress at work, which means you come home, take it out on your kids, and you see how it all feeds. And so my thing would be to trace it back to what's the first thing you need to fix. What's the one thing that you're hearing right now? This is out of order and needs to be fixed the most so it can spill over into the other areas. And like you said earlier, moving forward and then moving forward one step at a time. So to me, that would be it. Stress usually comes from those areas where we don't have the margin, and all of a sudden one thing leads to the next. As far as helping for stress in the book, I mean, I think the main thing, it isn't a diet book. It doesn't give you the exact, here's how to attack this addiction. It's more, here's the mindset to be in. Here's the victory you can live in. Here's some keys that you can understand towards it, and it fits in every area. And so
I was going to say,
I
think it helps take inventory of your life.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you made the point that it's not just fitness; that just happens to be
it was my issue,
your area, and that, yeah.
Right.
And so, but that's really good. In fact, Frank, he calls often. He's a wonderful friend of the program, and he made a really good point about that we tend to be lackadaisical. We embrace complacency. He says we know we're headed to heaven, so we coast and have no conviction to change. And to me, that is a form of cheap grace. And it is a wrong stewardship, because I think of your wife, Becca. Let's say you didn't steward this health thing.
Right.
And, you know, I know as a wife, my husband's a cancer survivor, how unsettling it is to me if I see him not making choices to care for his health. I mean, ultimately, it's his thing, but it does bear, some burden on my heart, too. And so this matters. This message matters is what I'm trying to say. So address the issue of people who maybe embrace complacency and just say, we're all going to heaven anyway.
Well, I think complacency is actually really selfish.
I do, too.
Because you are not on this earth just to coast through or just about your happiness. You're here to glorify your Heavenly Father. And He's saying that He wants you to reach people, that He wants you to fulfill your purpose, to get to know Him, to impact this world. You're on mission. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, it's not like it's done. That's enlistment day.
Hey,
and
that's
so
good.
Now mm-hmm. you move forward to do what you're supposed to do. And so if you're coasting, you're coasting on your calling. You're coasting on who you're supposed to be in Christ. And what kind of servant would you want? Would you want an employee that the day you hired them was the best day that they ever served? Or would you want, as they're growing as an employee, for the next day to be better than the last day?
That is good.
More skilled and mm-hmm. produce more and bring more to the company. Why can't we have that mentality with Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Your best day was not the day that you enlisted. Your best day is the day that you got to do more for Christ and to do more for the kingdom and advance the cause. And you should die with a to-do list.
Oh, I love it. That is amazing. And that's so motivating. And don't you think sometimes in the church, we confuse passivity with humility? Humility to me is harness strength. That it's amazing strength. Passivity is, I'm going to put off the uncomfortable thing tomorrow so I can be comfortable today. It's almost like trading your birthright for a bowl of soup. Talk about that dynamic and what we miss out on when we embrace passivity instead of what you're talking about.
Well, you don't know what you're missing out on. That's part of it. Because unless you've lived at a higher level, you don't know what's there. And so you tend to surround yourself with people that think like you because you don't like being agitated. And so here's something that I did with my boys' basketball teams. We have two boys, Connor and Logan, just amazing young men of God. And I coached their basketball teams when they were younger. And when they were in like third grade, I would take them to play the fourth graders. And they'd get beat. But you know what they'd understand? They'd understand this game can be played at a higher level.
That's good.
See what I mean? Now, mm-hmm. I didn't take them to people that were like seniors in high school because they'd get stomped and then they'd hate the game. Okay? So I took them one step above and let them see what it could be done at. Well, I think in our life, we need to say, who is further along in their marriage than me that I could learn from? Who is better in fitness that I could learn from? Who is better in their spiritual walk that I can grow from? And get around those people so that they spur us on to good works, like the Bible says, and they challenge us to do more. And we get a vision of what we could be at a higher level.